He's one of the best artists to come from the state of Arkansas. He's got 5 number one hits, 2 Grammy Awards, and 4 nominations. Now, here's the Natural State's very own Joe Nichols. Brought to you by...
Open for sponsorship.
Car dealerships.
Yeah, but that's okay, Roger. And then I think by now it's probably about ready to get to the end.
Com.
There you go. Somewhere. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Yeah, we did want to thank D3 Auto Sales for their sponsorship. Now it's somebody else gets the opportunity to be a sponsor for Joe. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. But call the front desk if you and I'll talk to a salesperson if you want to sponsor Joe.
Yes.
And Joe, we just had Ryan Silverfield on. He was excellent. He's coming down to speak here in Little Rock and said all the right things. And Justin, we really hadn't had a chance, to let you say anything, but I've been impressed with the guy. He's always saying the right things, and that's all you can do at this point, you know?
Yeah, I have too. Seems like a great guy. I like his approach to what he's doing, and, I'm cautiously optimistic.
Joe, have you had a chance to meet him yet?
No, I have not. But like Justin, man, I'm positive. I'm optimistic, cautiously, like we all are as Hog fans. But saying all the right things, stuff you want to hear.
Yeah, so get down and see him today at the rail yard if you want to. Now, Joe, I will take the blame, Roger, for keeping up Justin the other night. I was texting back and forth because I stumbled on social media about 12 o'clock the other night. Of Joe Nichols with Justin Moore on stage and the song they were singing, I thought, man, that sounds amazing. So I sent it to Justin, sent it to you too, Roger, and Justin goes, "You were there." They're like, "What?" I was there. I don't remember it sounding, but this is the clip, Roger. Go ahead and play it.
I hear you on radio. I showed it like your sound.
Woo!
It's good, man. Say it's good.
Live audience.
From the smoke, it's hard to tell what's coming down the line. Heard you work a fast train.
Woo!
Coming out of Caroline. Wonder what you were hauling when you rode into town.
Wow, outstanding.
Yeah, I think that was outstanding,
yeah,
boys.
Good stuff.
I didn't get to hear it.
That was the George Jones tribute concert in Alabama.
Yeah. I think it was after that song they brought up Randy Travis with you guys. But I didn't – our vantage point –
It was during that song.
It was during that song?
Wow.
What that was. Yeah, I didn't get to hear the song like that.
Yeah, we didn't – when we were in the audience, it didn't sound – we couldn't hear it clear. But, man, Joe, that was – you and Justin, man, that was a killer.
Yeah, it really
was. Well done.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. I think we ought to do more of those. That was a fun day, I should say. That was
Joe, man, that was special to bring on
Randy Travis.
Yeah. Randy That was special, man.
Yeah. John Mark right now can't even stand up. Thank you, John Mark. I'm with you.
You know, I was going to say, Joe, that one of the things I've noticed on social media, and it's Zach Topp, who's I'm seeing the most of. I've seen you do it a lot, is that a lot of folks are covering songs, and they know they can just cover them for 30 seconds or 60 seconds and push them out on social media, and the thing catches fire. And, man, you don't have to sing it at your concert, but, you know, audiences get a chance to hear it and fall in love with you and do those kind of things. Has that been sort of your strategy, or is that just naturally when you do your social media, those things have been going out?
Well, kind of a mixture of everything, really. I'll do warm-ups with old covers. You know, on the bus, we do a lot of acoustic stuff, just kicking around, just making sure we're in shape. And then, you know, every now and then my tour manager or somebody will record some of that stuff, and they'll throw it out on socials about 20 or 30 seconds, like you said. And next thing you know, it's got a lot of views, and, you know, people are digging into our music, and it brings brings up streams and brings up, you know, engagement on social media. So it's kind of a strategy, but you know, that's what they're strategizing. I'm just getting ready for the show most of the time. But it works out great.
I was going to ask the two country artists on the station right now, Joe Nichols and Justin Moore, when you're not playing music, how much do you listen to music?
I never do.
Never. Okay.
Well, here
I always listen to the buzz.
Thank you, Justin. Good answer, Justin. There you go. Go ahead, Joe. Yes, yeah, good answer.
Yeah.
We like that.
I don't listen to current country radio at all because I can't listen to one thing. It's just there's many reasons I can't listen to current country radio. But when we do have singles that are, you know, going up the chart, it's good to kind of keep an eye on what other people are doing and kind of what's working and what's not working. But I will say that I do watch old footage of live performances. I love watching old live performances before all the gadgets and you know the all the corrections that we can do and the gimmicks and stuff, because those old performances on that old gear were just they had to be good. The sound guy had to be really good.
Yeah,
the players had to be really good. The singers had to be really good. And so I always look for old performances that I haven't seen before and see, you know, magic moments. I've been on lately, Joe Cocker, the Mad Dogs and Englishmen, old videos, a little help with my friends, all those guys, all those songs.
We've been playing that, Joe. We're out with Rally Green right now. We've been playing that song.
Oh yeah, the Hook with My Friends.
Yeah,
great song. It's fun, but yeah,
that's awesome. Heck yeah, I get into that stuff, man. I got 60s and 70s performances on my YouTube queue that are like a mile long. So I don't listen to anything current, but I do listen to old stuff. I especially watch old performances, live performances.
I do think, I know nothing about country music. I'm just a marketing guy. I do think there's value in doing that because it shows off your vocal strengths. I mean, that song alone, the song you just covered there,
here's what I will. I understand what you're saying, but I will say, like, you can show off your vocal strengths with country music as well.
No, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm talking about any cover. It's just like the country music.
I'm talking about no covers. Your own song.
Yeah, like, I know that. But
Joe sings the crap out of his songs, and it shows his range. I would like to feel like I do the same.
Well, they do.
Well,
Justin,
I think. Yeah. Well, what Baz is saying is, if you cover one of these songs, maybe somebody that would have never heard your music come upon it because they were searching for said song.
Right, yeah.
You know, stuff like that.
I agree with that. But I don't think it's about range.
No,
Because, like, my songs, personally, the way that I write them, they're incredibly rangy. Like, so... Like, for example, Baz, you always reference...
Home Sweet Home.
Home Sweet Home.
That's right, yep.
Well, Small Town USA, there's a much higher note in that song than Small Town, Home Sweet Home.
Yeah, I just...
I don't know that you recognize that.
Yeah, I probably don't.
I don't mean that bad. I'm just trying to be honest.
I think what it is, Justin, I think we hear you sing your songs, and we hear Joe sings his songs, and so we're comfortable hearing those, and all of a sudden we hear a song that you don't, like the one we played today, and all of a sudden, wow, that's a different sound, it's a different song.
Right, but what I'm saying is, and it really don't even matter, but what I'm saying is, like, I sing higher on my own song than Home Sweet Home.
Yeah, and
I've heard
Small Town USA maybe 100 times, and maybe that's it. Maybe when you hear it, you've heard the same song a lot. Maybe you don't appreciate that high notes when you hear it with
right.
Or when you sing. What's that cover? Justin sings that I like, the Mexico song. Yeah, but maybe because I've heard your, maybe I hear your music enough to when I hear you
Eddie Raven.
Yeah, when I hear you singing something different.
Oh yeah, just, that song is super easy to sing. Yeah, there's no high notes.
Yeah, it's not
song.
Even a high note issue. It's just I think being able to, you know, flex with other music too. I think it's just.
I don't know. Maybe I'm an
Elvis guy too. I'm used to Elvis singing and covering 1,000 different songs and maybe,
and Elvis is.
Stop it! Stop it!
I'm not even gonna
stop it! Stop it! Today, Joe, is the birthday of Stevie Wonder. Justin's not a fan of
one of the all-time greats.
We talked about that last week. Hey, forget that. But hey, Razorbacks play this week. Obviously, the ladies play at 4:30 against Fordham. I think this is the best chance they have. I think if they get to Oklahoma City, I think if they win their regional, I think they get Nebraska or Washington at home. I think in the Super, if I'm not mistaken. And again, as long as it's not, I think who was it that beat us last time in the Super? Texas. You know, we stay away from
Oregon?
Some of the maybe Oregon.
Or Texas, maybe.
Yeah. And
it's one of the two.
Yeah, I'm keeping my fingers crossed they take care of business this weekend at Bogle. And, then, of course, the Razorbacks need to go to Kentucky and win that series. And listen, if you guys saw it yesterday, they dropped to 14 in the coaches' poll and 10 in Baseball America poll. So there's still some respect out there for this program. If they go take care of business this week, I think they still got a shot, maybe winning one game in the tournament, maybe two, and getting them a regional.
Yeah. An outside shot, but yeah, they got a small shot.
You sound less optimistic than I do. You're usually more optimistic than me.
It's been an up and down year. It's just hard to predict anything with the team, you know, but they do appear to be playing a way better than they were, you know, when they were losing those midweek games. I don't know, man. I feel like, well, we've talked about it before, but since Ole Miss went on that run a few years ago, I never count anybody out that's got talent. And for sure, we got talent. And we got the greatest college baseball coach, in my opinion, in the game. So I don't know. Anything can happen. You're right. We just need a little bit of luck and take care of business. And all of a sudden, we're looking at another trip. So to Omaha, that is. So I'm hopeful. But I'm cautiously hopeful, as y'all talked about earlier.
The other interesting thing, you've got the NBA Combine going on now, which, you know, there used to not be a Combine. If they did, they didn't push it out, these numbers, these measurements. And Darius Acuff Jr., he got a lot of love this week because he was 6'3 in shoes, 6'2 flat-footed. I guess maybe some people thought he wasn't that tall. And, of course, the other thing, Joe, is keeping our fingers crossed. I mean, the odds are against it, but Memphis is that third.
And he had a +5 wingspan.
Yeah, I wasn't sure on the wingspan.
Yeah, 6'7 wingspan. So,
that's a good, that's a really good thing. I saw where
it'd be 6'3 in shoes.
I saw where Brazil had like a 7 foot, four. 7'3" or something wingspan at 6'9", which is crazy. But if we were living right, we could get Acuff over to Memphis. But Christian, you believe there's no way that's going to happen.
I don't think
at three.
Happen. No.
Okay.
I don't think he goes four either.
Where do you think, Justin? Where?
Brooklyn.
Yeah,
Brooklyn's a good get. Yeah, he's going to go either the Brooklyn or Sacramento.
Is that fifth or sixth? Is that what that is?
Yeah, six or seven.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
6-7. Yeah.
And then the other Razorbacks participating 6-7. In that, Christian, you know, I don't know what the measurements were with Billy and
I saw some of them. Let me get it pulled up. I have.
I will say, and I don't know if you agree with me, Christian, but I will say, I think Memphis should get him and deal.
Well, I think Morant's on the table, but
he's on the table.
It's hard to pass on Cam Boozer. You know, he's probably going to be at three.
See, I don't think Cam Boozer's going to be a great pro. Personally,
I don't either.
I think he's going to be okay.
I think
he's
going to make All Star teams.
What's that, Christian?
I don't.
I think he'll make All Star teams.
Okay.
I don't think he will.
What about the other Razorbacks? Christian,
I think he'll be like a 10-12 guy, something like that.
Yeah. Billy Richmond, he measured in at about 6'6 without shoes and 6'8 wingspan. He also had a 41-inch vert, so that's nice. All right, Brazil had a 41.5-inch vert.
Wow, so. It's 6'9 or 6'10. What is it? What was his measurement? 6'9, 6'10?
6'10.
Which
there's
a way that in the combine, people game the system a little bit with vertical, where they won't extend their arms all the way during wingspan testing, and then they make it makes it seem like they're jumping higher than what they are.
Smart move. Yeah, the of course, you know, to me, it's so funny. You know, these basketball scouts and teams, They've got film. They've got film all year. I mean, do we look at
it's,
we,
yeah, it's the measurements. The measurements matter.
I mean, is that what matters?
Yeah.
Is it the measurements? Is that
That's really the only thing that matters at the combine.
No. What I'm saying is, does the combine matter? What I watch on film for the last year, which is more important? You see what the player can do for a year on film. Is it more important than, because almost like football, is like I don't want to hear you run a 4.5. Tell me you show me that you're a good football player by football IQ and those kind of things. Is it really always about the measurables?
Pretty much. I mean,
I think it's 50-50.
Yeah, the play throughout the entire year.
Yeah.
Matters, of course.
Yeah.
And then you get, and then you have to see what they test out as measurements.
Yeah, I think
the play matters more.
That's exactly
it
right.
It does. Yeah. But if a guy's amazing and you think he's 6'4" and he comes in at 6'1", it makes a difference. You know?
Yeah.
6'7".
Man, I couldn't agree more on the Cam Boozer thing, man. I think he's gonna be an average NBA player because I think he was a max college player. Like, it was Shane Battier.
And he got away with murder. Enough. And he walked every time he got the ball.
And lost. Yeah. He was a great college player because of all the hype around him. I think with him, I think it's going to matter who they put around him. I think they can't put him with just any old team. They're going to have to build a lot of good players around him. Whereas Acuff, I believe, is going to be the guy that shocks a lot of people in the NBA. I think he's going to be a superstar. He's a dynamic player. I don't think Boozer's a dynamic player. I think he's got good game in a lot of ways, but he is an amazing college player, and I think he's already maxed out there. I think that's what he's – there's nothing that shows me that
I would agree.
He's going to be a 50% three-point
shooter. I don't think he's going to be that good in the NBA.
Nah. I don't. I think he's going to be average or maybe a little bit above average, but not number two, number three pick. Not my opinion.
All right, last thing before I let you go. Justin knew I was, again, basketball's not my thing, but I kept hearing about, hey, we need to get a big man, a big-bodied guy. It looks like, I guess, we never got that.
We do. We need one.
We need one. So what happens now? What's the go-to? What's the alternative?
Well, according to what I've read and researched, the staff is not worried. They have a plan. But every fan is going nuts because
what do you think the plan would be?
You know, we haven't got anybody yet.
So, yeah, what was
it? But we are Malik Thomas and Billy Richmond and a big away from being a really scary team. Now, those are a lot of ifs, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
Joe,
I don't know that you get either one of those back. But if you get even one of them back and you get a really good big, I mean, you're going to be pretty salty next year.
Joe, you agree?
Yeah. Matt, I think all those things are great points. I think we're two bigs away from having a really good team.
Ideally two bigs. Team. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. But I've seen Malik Thomas mocked at number 23. As high as number 23,
right,
and as low as second round, even early mid second round. So, I think he came in a little undersized. I think they thought he was 6'5".
Yeah, he's 6'3".
5'4".
He was 6'3".
Is that right? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which could hurt him.
So that's going to matter. Yeah. And so if he doesn't get the guarantee of the first round, which I think he probably will, but if he doesn't, then it's, you know,
I think he's a round two pick.
Yeah,
personally,
that's probably true. But I know that there's going to be a lot of teams that are going to give him just enough to feel confident in it. Even though you're right, I think he probably will go in the second round. I think there's going to be a lot of people in his ear that say you won't. So if you get Malik Thomas back and or Billy Richmond, you've got it. Good squad. You've got a no doubt championship team. If you just had average big, if we just had Malik back,
two Pringles or two Ewens.
Did you say Utes?
I would take two.
No Ewens.
Because I don't think you need the offense in that five spot like you have because you have Muren.
No, you need defense and rebounding.
Malik Thomas,
in my opinion,
you need tough. Yeah, you need defense and rebounds. you got plenty of scoring if you get Malik Thomas back, and we got I can't remember our new guy from Georgia. Is it Wilkinson?
Yeah, Wilkinson.
Wilkinson. Okay. Jeremiah, yeah. I think, oh. Wilkinson.
Yeah. They got scoring.
Who was their leading scorer?
Yeah, and you're going to have a lot of options, I think, at guard and wing. Billy Richmond back would be massive for many, many reasons. You can play small, I think, with that squad. You can just play. Hell, you can put a bunch.
Yeah, you could play. You could play Billy at the four, even. Yeah, I mean, that wouldn't be ideal, but you know.
Yeah, but you can do it. Those guys are. I think that's the talented squad as anybody else. Louisville looks like they've run away with the ball right now. In my opinion, they've got stacked.
That's a college super team.
That is.
It's ridiculous.
That is an amazing squad.
Yeah, but two of their best players are Carter Knox and
he may be like
DJ.
Their seventh best player. Well,
what I'm DJ my went to point is
DJ went to Maryland.
Okay, I thought he went to Louisville. Awesome.
Louisville's really good.
Listen to these two country music artists chopping it up. Hey, they're not chopping up music. They're chopping up Razorback basketball.
Chop, chop, belly,
all right.
Belly.
So, Joe, the next time we talk to you, hopefully the Razorbacks will be gearing up to host a Super Regional. Hogs will have taken care of business against Kentucky. And then also, too, by the time we talk to you next week, hopefully the Razorbacks will be in the mix for national championship for golf. The ladies are doing that right now. So, always good to always good to chop up Razorback talk with you. Love this stuff right here. We're going to go to break with this, too.
Damn right,
Joe, thanks for everything. Have a great weekend,
thanks,
buddy.
Thanks, Joey.
Thank you, guys. Good talking to y'all. Whoopee.
Go Hogs. Go Hogs.